She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Andrea, I hope you're having a great day. Well, it is hot, and I do like the heat, but I have to say my skin and my hair, not so much. So thank goodness we've got the wonderful Justine Santinello on the program. She knows all the latest style and beauty trends, and she is an expert guest on so many shows. She's going to help us out. Hi, Justine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. All right, let's start with the face, because I feel like my skin breaks out more in the summer because of that humidity. It just sits there, and I've used non-comedogenic products, and I use very natural things, but it's very frustrating. So is this just my issue, or I'm guessing that this is more common?
Oh, of course. It is definitely not just your issue. I mean, a lot of people are dealing with skin issues all year round, but in the summer in particular, because we are dealing with so many elements between the sun and the humidity and UV, but also things you don't think about like sweat and oils and chlorine and salt water, all these things can be extremely damaging on your skin, on your hair. So it's definitely not just you. I think when it comes to your face, you need to think of it as its own routine. You know, we have a skincare routine, we have a hair care routine, we have so many routines right now for beauty, but your face primarily, I think, deserves its own routine altogether.
Oh, I like that. So give us a routine. What do you recommend?
Sure. So it's a few different steps. And, you know, I think some women are doing it, some know they should, but they aren't. So a few different things. So first of all, of course, washing your face, it seems really simple and obvious, but I can't tell you how many women skip this step. You want to make sure, of course, that you're using something gentle. You don't want to use anything too harsh that has those stripping agents in them, because what that's going to do is it's going to cause the skin to overproduce oil during the day, which you definitely don't want, particularly in the hot summer months when we're already oily enough. So washing your face is key. And then, you know, beyond just washing, ladies, probably one of the biggest things I always preach to women is taking your makeup off before you go to bed. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but so many women think, oh, not a big deal, I just won't do it today. Biggest mistake that you could be making.
Yeah, I definitely take makeup off. Although I have to be honest, the makeup that I wear in the summer is just tinted sunscreen.
Which is great. I always recommend to women to kind of lighten up on the makeup routine in the summer months. You just want lighter stuff on the skin for the texture of it, the feel. Plus, you have some naturally healthy-looking color on your face. You don't need as much makeup. But taking the makeup off before bed and, you know, beyond just makeup-removing wipes and washing your face, you know, you wouldn't believe how you can do that. Use a makeup wipe. You think you're good. But then using a toner really shows you that there was so much left on your skin that you actually did not remove. So adding a toner to your facial routine is key. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be picking one with alcohol. And most of the ones on the market today don't have alcohol anymore because they strip your skin. And again, it makes your skin think that it needs to produce more oil. So you want to choose one without alcohol, but trust me, ladies, using this is going to give you that deeper clean, and it's also going to allow your moisturizers to get in there for that deeper moisturization.
Now, Justine, I've been told that you want to wash your face in the morning and at night, and then I've also heard you don't want to wash in the morning because you want the natural oils, but I think for me, I like to wash in the morning and at night. What do you recommend?
You know, I think that this debate does depend a little bit on your particular skin type. You know, if you have extra oily skin, I understand why women then want to wash their face in the morning. You know, producing those natural oils at night is great, but for certain type of skin types, it's too much oil. So you need to judge this on your own depending on what your skin type is and make your decisions that way. You could also potentially maybe just use a toner in the morning as opposed to washing, or one or the other, so you're not overly washing and stripping the face. But again, I do think that does depend on your particular skin type. But you are right about the natural oils that get produced overnight. You know, one of the reasons that you should be removing your makeup at night is because this is the time when your skin naturally regenerates and rejuvenates itself. You know, it cleanses itself. It does so many great things at night. So you want to remove all the makeup and pollutants and dirt from your face so your skin can go through its natural process.
All right, let's move on to hair because the frizz makes me crazy. I can't stand it.
Yes, it does. And I feel like you want to think of your hair as a process as well. Everything, I know it's a lot of steps, but, you know, this is what we need to do to look our best. But not just look our best, feel our best. So when it comes to your hair, you should be thinking of it maybe in a three-step process because I know most women out there are styling their hair. I always have been a big fan of letting your hair go naturally in the summer months only because it is so hot. It is so humid. So a lot of the times you spend all this time doing your hair and then you step outside and by the end of the day it looks nothing like it did in the morning. So if you have that option to go natural with your hair, I always recommend that. You're going to have more body, more texture, and you don't have to worry about wasting all that time in the morning on doing it and then it not looking the same at night.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky to be on the radio. You should see my hair right now.
Mine too.
I actually just have it all tied back.
No, mine,
I swim
mine
a lot
too.
In the summer,
and I have
right?
I have naturally curly, kind of wavy hair. So I like that look in the summer, and you always see it. Always comes back around every year, that big trend, those beachy waves, very natural look. So I can get away with it because I have that great curly, kind of wavy hair. But it's so different. In the winter, I'm always doing it. In the summer, I let it go natural. And also, your hair will thank you for that. It's not a bad idea to give it a rest a little bit. You know, take a break from using all of those styling products. Yet I will say there are some flat irons out there right now. I know Remington makes one where they're actually putting now micro conditioners into the ceramic plates. So this actually helps to condition your hair while you're styling it.
Wow. Okay,
so
I have to go.
No,
I have to go
into.
Buy that.
Right? And it's very inexpensive. You could get it at the drugstore. I'm a big fan of drugstore finds. You know, you know, your moisturizers at the drugstore, certain hair care products, instead of spending a fortune on these products. And also, even just smaller things that you need in your everyday routine, the things we don't think that much about, like, you know, your deodorant, for example. And by the way, speaking of that, a little tip for you guys when it comes to deodorant in the summertime, because, you know, we're sweating so much more, think about applying it at bedtime instead of the morning. Not saying necessarily that one is better than the other, but if you are applying it before bed, you're giving it that chance, all the, you know, ingredients in there, the compounds in there, to absorb into your skin. It's giving it the time to absorb before you go outside, before you start sweating. Plus, I mean, even just for the small bonus of not getting those, you know, white streaks on your clothes when you put them on in the morning, think about that. I think that that's a kind of cool tip, putting it on before bed. Do you ever apply yours before bed?
I do. I have a natural one that I like, and I have to be honest, it doesn't work as well during the day, but sometimes at night if I take a shower and then I go to bed and then I'll sweat at night and I wake up stinky, I'm like, what the heck? I just took a shower before bed.
Well, yeah.
So
it's also the type that you're using. I mean, natural products are great. Everybody, you know, has a different preference on that and what they feel comfortable with. You probably know from talking to me, I've always been a fan of the Dove brand just because I love their stuff. So I use that one in particular. I use the Advanced Care deodorant, but because it's different than other ones. You know, I always want to tell women when I recommend something to them why I pick it, because of the Nutrium Moisture, you know, keeping you dry and the odor-free, of course, but you're getting the 48-hour protection. It reduces that irritation us ladies get from shaving because we're shaving
exactly.
So much
Justine,
more
I hate to cut you off, but we are out of time. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.